living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. Yo, 皆さん、マンガステポッドキャストへようこそ。Hey, everybody. This episode is actually somewhat unique. It would be something I normally keep for a Sunday episode, but because this week's theme is all about helping people understand some of the misconception or misunderstood Japanese words, I wanted to talk about some of the most useful words in Japanese. This idea actually came up when I was in an interview talking to people in Japanese, when you're talking about some of the more useful words in Japanese. And the most useful word in Japanese are usually apology words. Now, there's a reason for this. Japanese is a very apologetic culture, for one, but also, if you're going to Japan for the first time, it's important to know a couple of words off the top of your head. So this episode is going to break down the five most useful words when going to Japan. So even if you learn nothing else from my podcast, check this out before you go to Japan so you can say the correct things. The first one is sumimasen. Sumimasen means excuse me and I'm sorry. This is usually what you say when you bump into somebody, when you accidentally do something that may be slightly culturally embarrassing, whether you did something out of turn, whether you accidentally cut in line. Sumimasen is your basically get out of jail free card for your first time in Japan. This is what you're going to usually use. Now, you can often see it with someone waving their hand along the bridge of their nose back and forth as well with a cutting motion, which also emphasizes that point. The second most useful word in Japanese is arigato. Arigato is probably the most commonly known Japanese word meaning thank you, but usually said after they usually excuse you for doing something that you didn't or shouldn't have done. Now, the third most useful word in Japanese is wakaranai or wakarimasen. Let's stick with wakarimasen. It's a little more polite. Wakarimasen. Wakarimasen means I don't understand. Usually it's implying that you don't understand Japanese or you don't understand what's supposedly appropriate for this specific situation. So if I say, sumimasen, wakarimasen, I'm sorry, I don't understand. This allows me to simply fluidly go through a situation and apologize, but also allows them to understand that I don't understand what they're either saying to me or what is expected of me in this situation. Thus far, we've talked about sumimasen, wakarimasen, and we've also said arigato. Now, the next word is actually a word that you should not use in Japanese because it's been overtaught. That word is sayonara. Sayonara means goodbye. However, this goodbye means goodbye forever. This is a farewell, something that you say to someone at your last parting and can often ruin business trips. This is the first thing when I do consulting that I tell businessmen not to say to Japanese people when you say goodbye, because that could often imply that the deal or whatever you're working on is over and there will be no more contact past this point. A good option to use instead of this would be ja-ne. Jane, it's what I say at the end of every podcast. It usually means see you later. Jane is see you later. A very appropriate way of saying it, and it's also a somewhat warm way of saying see you later or goodbye. Now, the last one. This one's usually done before you do something that might be a cultural faux pas, and that is shitsurei shimasu. Shitsurei shimasu in Japanese usually can be used as excuse me. However, this excuse me is different than the first one I use, sumimasen. Shitsurei shimasu is usually something you say at parting, and is usually for something along the lines of, sorry that I troubled you. This is a great thing to use after you've eaten a meal with someone. This is a great thing to say when you're saying goodbye to someone before you say jane, and it's usually implying that you're giving them honor by apologizing for the good time that they showed you. Well, that may be a strange concept, trust me. When speaking to Japanese person, saying shitsurei shimasu after doing something, usually at a closing of something, is very, very appropriate and also seems to show some cultural know-how. With that, we've talked today about the five most useful words in Japanese: sumimasen, wakarimasen, arigato, shitsurei shimasu, and jane. These five words should help you in your Japanese. Hope this helps you out, and until next time, jane. Get to work, sumimasen. Chotto matte kudasai. Nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Hontou ni? I say facts.